We begin with breaking news. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake has struck southeastern region of Turkey. The epicenter was Pazarcık, but the tremors were felt in several provinces. The mayor of Sanlıurfa province says at least 5 people have died there. Tremors reportedly lasted about a minute, and it's understood some buildings were damaged. A fire has also broken out after the earthquake in Kahramanmaraş province. For more on this, I'm now joined by Sinem Kısaoğlu, who's monitoring developments from Istanbul. Sinem, what more do we know at this point?
Mohammed, this is one of the biggest earthquakes that has happened in Turkey, as far as we see that. It has been felt everywhere, from southern coastal cities to northern coastal cities by the Black Sea, from Damascus to Beirut. And we have been speaking to people in the area, to our colleagues and to our friends as well. They have been telling us that this is the worst earthquake they have ever seen. As some would remember, in eastern city of Elazığ, there was also an earthquake nearly 2 years ago. And the experts have been discussing that there are some fault lines that are moving in, that Turkey needs to be very careful about potential earthquakes in the region. And now some experts in Turkish media are discussing that this is one of this is actually what the expected earthquake is. But so far, we are hearing that some buildings are collapsed, especially the old buildings in Diyarbakır and in Kahramanmaraş. And the casualty reported, as per the governor, is 5 people for now. But the impact of this earthquake is seen and felt in many cities, not only the epicenter of Kahramanmaraş. And those cities, for instance, Gaziantep, is a very crowded city with hosting not only Turkish citizens, but also a huge amount of Syrian refugees in Turkey. We know that Turkish president also made out some calls, and currently Turkish Interior Minister is speaking live in the region, and some international help might be necessary for the rescue works. But the earthquake is very new, and we will be seeing new reports, new information about the area. But I must also say that the impact of the earthquake is felt very strongly in northwest Syria, and from the 8 organizations working in northwest Syria, we are hearing that the hospitals are full of injured people. So apparently, the building quality, everything is very important when it comes to earthquake. For Turkey, that has suffered many earthquakes in its recent history, this is also one of the very important times. But Mohammed, the worst thing about this earthquake is the weather condition. For instance, since yesterday, schools have been shut down in the Turkish capital Ankara, in Istanbul. Istanbul hasn't even seen much rain this year, but it's snowing. Flights to the region have been canceled. And there is snow in Gaziantep, a city where many people felt the earthquake in its strongest way, which is very close to the epicenter. Kahramanmaraş is like 28-30 kilometers. So the weather conditions are not well for the citizens and for civilians to be outside. There is snow outside, there is rain outside, and even let's say their buildings are not damaged, people will not be staying, of course, inside those buildings. And this is a tough time for Turkey. This is a very tough time for the citizens living in the country, all the people. So we will be following the developments and following the quotes by the Turkish authorities. Some centers say, report that this is a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Turkey's disaster and management agency says this is 7.4. But going above 7, this is one of the most critical earthquakes that Turkey has experienced so far. Mohammed?
All right, that's Al Jazeera's Sinem Kısaoğlu. Thanks so much for all of those details. We'll be checking back with you for more shortly.